The undernurse and the nursery maid, their feelings cannot be described. The head nurse laid one hand upon the polished marble balustrade and stared stupidly before her. The undernurse stood rigid and pale, leaning against the polished marble wall, and the nursery maid collapsed and sat down upon the polished marble step, just beyond the limits of the velvet carpet, and frankly burst into tears. The Lady Gwendolyn Lancaster Douglas Scroop, youngest daughter of the 9th Duke of Cranston, and aged 6 years and 3 months, picked herself up quite alone and sat down on the third step of the foot of the grand staircase in Cranston House.
"Oh," ejaculated the butler, and he disappeared again.
"Ah,"
responded the grooms of the chambers as they also went away.
"He's only that dull,"
Mrs. Pringle was distinctly heard to say in a tone of contempt. The undernurse heard her say it. Then the three nurses gathered round Lady Gwendolyn and patted her, and gave her unhealthy things out of their pockets, and hurried her out of Cranston House as fast as they could, lest it should be found out upstairs that they had allowed the Lady Gwendolyn Lancaster Douglas Scroop to tumble down the grand staircase with her doll in her arms. And as the doll was badly broken, the nursery maid carried it, with the pieces, wrapped up in Lady Gwendolyn's little cloak. It was not far to Hyde Park, and when they had reached a quiet place, they took means to find out that Lady Gwendolyn had no bruises. For the carpet was very thick and soft, and there was thick stuff under it to make it softer. Lady Gwendolyn Douglas Scroop sometimes yelled, but she never cried. It was because she had yelled that the nurse had allowed her to go downstairs alone with Nina, the doll, under one arm, while she steadied herself with her other hand on the balustrade and trod upon the polished marble steps beyond the edge of the carpet. So she had fallen, and Nina had come to grief. When the nurses were quite sure that she was not hurt, they unwrapped the doll and looked at her in her turn. She had been a very beautiful doll, very large and fair and healthy, with real yellow hair and eyelids that would open and shut over very grown-up dark eyes. Moreover, when you moved her right arm up and down, she said, "Papa," and when you moved the left, she said, "Mama," very distinctly.
"I heard her say pa when she fell," said the undernurse, who heard everything. "But she ought to have said papa."
"That's because her arm went up when she hit the step," said the head nurse. "She'll say the other pa when I put it down again."
"Pa,"
said Nina, as her right arm was pushed down, and speaking through her broken face. It was cracked right across, from the upper corner of the forehead, with a hideous gash, through the nose and down to the little frilled collar of the pale green silk Mother Hubbard frock, and 2 little 3-cornered pieces of porcelain had fallen out.
"I'm sure it's a wonder she can speak at all, being all smashed,"
said the undernurse.
"You'll have to take care to Mr. Puckler," said her superior. "It's not far, and you'd better go at once."
Lady Gwendolyn was occupied in digging a hole in the ground with a little spade, and paid no attention to the nurses.
"What are you doing?"
inquired the nursery maid, looking on.
"Nina's dead, and I'm digging her a grave,"
replied her ladyship thoughtfully.
"Oh, she'll come to life again all right," said the nursery maid.
The undernurse wrapped Nina up again and departed. Fortunately, a kind soldier, with very long legs and a very small hat, happened to be there, and as he had nothing to do, he offered to see the undernurse safely to Mr. Puckler's and back. Mr. Bernard Puckler and his little daughter lived in a little house in a little alley, which led out off a quiet little street not very far from Belgrave Square. He was the great doll doctor, and his extensive practice lay in the most aristocratic quarter. He mended dolls of all sizes and ages, boy dolls and girl dolls, baby dolls in long clothes, and grown-up dolls in fashionable gowns, talking dolls and dumb dolls, those that shut their eyes when they lay down, and those whose eyes had to be shut for them by means of a mysterious wire. His daughter Elsie was only just over 12 years old, but she was already very clever at mending dolls' clothes and at doing their hair, which is harder than you might think, though the dolls sit quite still while it is being done. Mr. Puckler had originally been a German, but he had dissolved his nationality in the ocean of London many years ago, like a great many foreigners. He still had 1 or 2 German friends, however, who came on Saturday evenings and smoked with him.